Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome to Studio Saffron.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
A lovely big smile on your face today. This is great. Do you like the jingle?
I did. It was very nice.
It's the Essex boy. Because you're not from Essex, are you? Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Surrey.
From Surrey. Whereabouts in Surrey?
In Camberley.
Okay. It's lovely.
Yeah.
And was it nice and sunny when you left?
Yeah, it was actually.
How long did it take you to get? Was it a long drive?
About an hour and a half, maybe.
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
That's not too bad. And welcome to sunny Brentwood, the heart of Essex. You know what I mean? We'll talk like that down here. If you ever wander around here, we'll be going, all right, gel. Ream. And apart from the fact that you got a half marathon running around Brentwood today, somewhere along the line you'll find people, the tourists as well. We get a lot of tourists down here. Towie tourists, they're called. They'll be going all around the night spots going, oh, that's where that happened on TV. Shut up.
Well, we've already spotted the Amy Childs salon, but that's all we've seen. So
yes,
far.
There's two of those. She's got a clothes shop as well. Yeah, you can't usually miss it. There's a big, big queue of people trying to get in. But welcome to the show anyway. Now what do you make of Brentwood, by the way, getting all this attention? Is it do you watch the program?
What, The Only Way Is Essex?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you're only young, aren't you? How old are you?
I'm 16.
16. Right, let's get to the music, because for the listeners, how would you just, what's your musical genre?
I don't know really. I like to sing all kinds of music, but mostly kind of the pop genre.
Yeah, modern day pop.
Yeah, yeah.
So kind of chart music.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
And tell me about your musical journey, because what made you want to jump into music at such a young age? Because it is, it's a hard industry to get into,
yeah.
To stay into, and you know, a lot of it's luck nowadays. You obviously got to get a lot of pleasure out of it, otherwise, because it's got so many low points in it if you don't make it. Mm. What made you want to take this journey?
Well, to be honest, ever since I could talk, I've wanted to sing, and that's all I've ever wanted to do. I've never wanted to do anything else. But whatever comes with it, I guess I'm willing to.
Was you one of those, are you one of those kids where you got the videos of you, like, jumping around with a hairbrush trying to sing in front, like you get on, you've been framed or something, you know, when you get them going, la, 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 la.
Yeah.
Did you do that? I've done a bit of dancing there just to make laugh. But, of course, people can't see, but there is a webcam lying around somewhere, but if they people while watching, be going, you said, watch me doing that, looking a bit of an idiot. I didn't do it myself, but as a kid, but they didn't have those things out in those days, because I'm not old. But the nowadays you've got, you know, so many ways you can do music, haven't you? You've got, you know, your karaoke systems, your game systems. You can get tracks quite easily, so it's a lot easier to sing as a kid. How do you find mixing your music with your school? Because you're still at school, yes?
Yeah, yeah. It's not too bad. I usually go to the studio or something after school, or if I do have to miss school, I'll catch up. So it's all quite easy.
And did you sing at school?
Not really, no. I tend to keep my school and singing separate.
But do your friends know you sing?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, I know we started off the show talking about a bit of Essex, but I have to ask, because in Essex, when I go around Essex, I'm used to seeing orange people. But today, I've got a girl from Surrey who's already halfway orange. Now, did you really think, because I'm going to Essex, I can't go to this, I'm going to have to orange myself up. Quick,
no.
Get to that spray booth.
No, it's completely accidental. Last night, I went to a party and my friend fake tanned me, and he didn't do it very well. But last night, also, our water pipe burst, so we have no water in our house, so I couldn't wash it off this morning, so I look very orange.
Do you have to wash it off, or doesn't it just stay there? Do you spray it on or something?
Well, you can have different types of fake tan, like instant or something, but your mine's a wash off one.
Right, so you have to wash it off.
Yeah.
You can't just leave it on there.
Yeah, obviously if I wash my hands or something, it
will. So basically you've come on the show and you haven't even washed.
No. No,
well, at least last week's guest was clean.
My fault, I didn't have any water.
And the thing is, before I came to the show today, I thought, oh, I've got a lovely young lady coming in, I better do my hair. And I spent quite a bit of time gelling the hair back, etc. Eggshell blonde, lovely, I think. And you've got up this morning, thought, oh, I won't bother having to wash them. I'll whiz straight down there from Surrey. All right.
You make me sound disgusting. It wasn't like that.
Let's go back to music. And now you've got. I know you've got a song out at the moment. New song.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, it's not actually one of mine. It's a cover of "Say Something" by Christina Aguilera and A Great Big World. We just recorded that in the studio.
But is it your first recording?
First proper recording, yes.
Okay. And is it going to be? Are you going to try and get like an EP together or? An EP. What is an EP? She just whispered. She goes. What? I don't know why she whispered, but she just went. What's an EP? Well, it's funny enough, it's quite an old word because it used to stand for extended play. So it's like an album, but it's like a mini album. So okay. So a single would be a single. Extended play would be about 4 or 5 tracks okay. and an album.
You could have just said an album.
Yeah, I know, I could have. But I should, you know.
We have been trying to write some of my own songs to build an album, but we haven't yet found what sound I kind of want to go for.
Yeah.
But I'm actually recording with some producers called Audio Freaks at the moment. We're working on a dance track, which is very different to what I usually do, but hopefully that will be good.
And what about videos? Are you looking at doing some videos with that YouTube stuff on?
Yeah, we'll hopefully keep putting up content on YouTube whilst I am writing my own songs, just to keep stuff going up and keep people interested.
Yeah, and going back to the gigs, are you gigging? Are you starting to gig, or is it in its early days at the moment?
Well, I have been gigging for a while, and whatever gigs come up, I will go for, because I just enjoy gigging and everything is something, so yeah.
Does the age thing come into getting a gig, or does it not matter
at the moment? No, it hasn't really mattered that much. I don't know whether it will do, or I'm not sure, I don't know, but no, it hasn't really been a problem so far.
Okay, let's see if we can get this song to play, because this is the track we were talking about. This is Say Something, I believe. Let's see if we can download this one really quickly. Let's get rid of that one, hit that button there, and we should be. Yeah, modern technology, look, here we go. Comes in a minute, doesn't it? Does it come in? Hang on. Or has it stopped?
Oh, no, there we go.
I'm sorry that I could.
To Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
There you go. Your track played on radio.
Yeah.
Really good. You got a lovely voice.
Thank you very much.
Well-controlled voice as well. Your voice is it's like more experienced. It sounds older, more experienced than your age.
Really?
Yeah, that's my first initial thoughts on it. And now you're looking for management, I take it. You've got MB Productions at the moment, aren't you? Using it.
Yeah, he's been a really good friend. He's been promoting this video.
Yeah.
And he's done a really good job of it, actually. So I have to thank him a lot.
That's good. And so you've got a lot of professional help behind you at the moment.
Yeah.
What's your goal? What are you looking for next? What's your next step for you?
Well, I'm kind of just want to see what happens, really. I'm not really looking for management or anything.
No.
I'm just kind of keeping my options open.
Because presumably you've got end of school exams, or have you done that?
So I've still got them in May.
So you've still got the worry of all that to go through.
So I'm just kind of keeping my options open and just really enjoying it at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What bands influence your music? What people inspire you in your music that you want to sing?
I really do like a lot of Christina Aguilera, obviously. Mm-hmm. I do like to sing a lot of her covers, but obviously nothing.
And that's not easy to sing either. You've picked her quite a challenging artist.
Yeah, very challenging. She is amazing. I like to really sing anyone. Anyone inspires me.
Yeah, just music in general.
Yeah.
Which is great. What do you listen to? What type of music do you listen to? I know it's going to be probably Christina Aguilera again, but do you listen to different type of music? Is it any spectrum of music you listen to on your iPad or iPhone or whatever?
I literally have the most broad music taste ever. I listen to everything from rock or pop or kind of indie music or rap or anything.
Got a rapper in next week, actually. Strike, his name is. Looking forward to that. And now... tell us about the writing, because you're writing your own material as well.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? Are you laying down a melody first? Are you doing your lyrics first? Is it a bit of mix and match?
We need kind of an interest. I need to know what I want to write about and what I kind of want it to be about and what kind of sound I want it to be. So we have kind of an inspiration, and then we kind of get the music, like a catchy tune, a melody, and then start writing lyrics, really, and then builds from there.
And how's that going? Have you done a couple? You got a couple under your belt?
Well, yes. I've written one with a guy called Gareth Henderson, who is out of the studios. He's actually my vocal coach. He's an amazing vocal coach. Literally, I trust him with everything he says. He is...
You have a vocal... I always wonder what do vocal coaches do then? Do you have to go la, 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 la?
Basically,
yeah. What do you have to do? Hold your tummy in and they say, breathe through your nose or something like that.
He just kind of keeps me on track to...
Only what I've seen on TV.
Make sure that I am singing healthily and all this, and he knows exactly what he's talking about.
Is it the posture? Is it you have to stand a certain way and...
I guess so, yeah.
Give me a note.
You give me a note.
La... That ain't too bad, actually. Simon, if you're out there, sign me up, Cal. Yeah, it was a bit of a naff, wasn't it?
No, that was good.
That was good. You're not going to do one then?
Just okay, go. Yeah.
You have to
breathe.
Well, I thought it was close. If we had one of those red buttons now, we'd have gone, eh.
Yeah, probably.
We would have bought the duck through triple X's, wouldn't we? Let's have a track. I've got a bit of Clean Bandit lined up. Do you want to like that?
Yeah, that's
okay,
good.
We'll have that and we'll be right back.
Six boy, Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back, our favourite Essex boy on Phoenix. You like my jingle? Good for me.
Yes.
Would you do a jingle? So you're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix FM.
You're listening to. Okay, wait, let me start that.
Take two. And action.
You're listening to Tony Smith on Phoenix FM.
Hey, There you go. Tell us a little bit more about your vocal coach, because I'm interested on the vocal coach. The only, I remember there used to be a couple that used to do, I can't think of their names, but they used to, one was a singer out of Lynx, I think, and they, I think they now do children's programmes, but they also do the vocal stuff, and I used to watch them because it was quite interesting. I think they've made a couple of videos and stuff. But tell us a bit about more about Gareth and what you have to do to improve your vocals, because your vocals are already quite good. So what do you need to improve on them?
He's just trying to help me get further up into the higher range, to broaden my range a bit more. That's what we're working on at the moment, to strengthen that and really nail it. Yeah, we're just trying to really strengthen my voice so that I don't do anything the wrong way and end up hurting myself later on in life and all of that.
Yeah, like hurting yourself with your voice. Ooh, get off your voice.
Yeah, basically.
Does he do other people?
Yeah, he does. He has his own studio, River Studios in Southampton, and a lot of people do go there, one of which is actually Birdie.
Yep.
Yeah, she goes there. Even when she's in LA, actually, she Skypes. She makes sure she Skypes over to Gareth, because he is the best, really. He knows exactly what he's doing. He is the best at what he does, and he is a real perfectionist, and he will tell you what you're doing wrong and what you're doing right, and if you are doing anything wrong, then he will guide you through it and help you, which is really good.
Yeah. Your vocal range is pretty extensive anyway. Obviously, you're only young, so that voice is just going to get better and better and better. Now, we had a little snippet of when we was playing that last song of you singing live, and you're going to sing something for us live now.
Oh, okay.
But you can't wait, can you?
No, I can't wait.
But at least for one, there's one thing that certainly won't happen is if you do go red, it won't notice through the orange tan.
Let's hope not.
Okay, when you're ready, take it away.
Okay.
This is more than a typical kind of thing. Felt the jolts in my bones when you were touching me. Oh, I didn't want to take it slow. In a daze, going crazy, I can barely think. You're replaying through my brain, find it so hard to sleep. And I'm waiting for my phone to blow. See, I've been waiting all day for you to call me baby. So let's get on it. Don't you leave me brokenhearted tonight. And honest, baby, I'll do anything you want to. So can we finish what we started? Don't you leave me brokenhearted tonight. I can't seem to let you go.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
You thought I was going to cut it early, didn't you?
I was preparing myself.
You thought I was going to suddenly stop you in your tracks. I thought I'd just keep it going. I was going to see if there's how many verses you'd be able to sing out. Really great. So
thank
absolutely
you.
Great tone to your voice. Now, let's quickly go back to the your career side, because you've got you're on Facebook. How can people find you, by the way?
If you just type in my name in the search bar, just Saffron
and it's
Silver.
Not a name that's going to pop up, because it's an unusual name, Saffron Silver, isn't
it? Yeah, it's Silver with an A, so S-I-L-V-A.
Yep.
But then if you wanted to type it into the URL, it's just www.facebook.com/SaffronSilverMusic.
Yep.
I'm also on Twitter, that's just Saffron Silver, again with an A.
Mm-hmm.
The same for the URL as well.
Okay. So. And are you going to try and build yourself a website with all your links on?
Yeah, we're actually in the process of doing a website at the moment.
And then you put your SoundCloud bits and pieces on?
Yeah, a guy called Chris Grayston's actually doing that for me at the moment.
Because the internet now is a great tool for getting music to the masses, I suppose.
Yeah.
And a lot of the guests that I've had on, vast majority of the guests I've had on have found that once they got enough following, they then get asked to do more and more work, yeah. Competitions, Live and Unsigned is one, for instance. Mm. And we was talking about, we've been joking about the Anyways Essex through the show, but it's obviously it's a reality TV programme. Is it something you think of doing, something like Britain's Got Talent or X Factor? If you got asked and someone said, oh, listen, I've seen you online, you know, we'd like to invite you to the audition stages, is it something you'd look at doing?
You know what? I'm not actually sure. I'm not entirely sure at the moment. No, I don't know. I'd have to wait and see, really. I don't know how I'd feel at the time.
Yeah.
Because it's quite a lot of pressure as well for a 16-year-old girl.
Mind you, Britain's Got Talent, I've seen them walk out, they've only been free. Different type of pressure as well, I suppose.
Yeah.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, my God. The most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me.
Apart from the spray tan this morning, not being able to wash it off.
Okay, yeah, I've got one. It was actually when I was skiing. It's quite funny, actually. I did win, like, a school award, actually. Okay, so we were on the ski lift. And those of you who would have been skiing before know that to get yourself off the ski lift, you have to take your skis off. Well, basically, an incident happened whilst we were on the ski lift. Someone made me laugh, and I tipped my head back, not knowing that my helmet was undone. My helmet rolled off down the mountain, and that was gone. So we were so preoccupied thinking about that, we forgot to take our skis off the lift thingy so it wouldn't lift up. So when we got to the top and it did come down to having to get off, we all panicked because we forgot that we had to take our skis off. And so the ski lift came to a jolt. And when it did do so, we realised that our skis were off. So we panicked, took them off. It stopped at a jolt and we all went catapulted off. And one girl really badly got catapulted, and it was so funny. I was laughing so much, and I actually did wet myself.
How's the skiing? Is it? Can you ski?
I can ski, just not that great.
Like going down with the snowplow version.
The pizza and chips.
Is that what they call it? Pizza and chips?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably, that would be me, with sauce. Now, lastly, before we wrap it up, I wanted to just go through the image and what you're going to be looking at doing in the future, because obviously you haven't picked out a musical genre yet, and you're still to find your way. Is that the important thing for you now, to see where you're going to be before you jump into any kind of proper management deals, etc.
I do need to find myself, as people say, but that's why we're just kind of playing around with tracks at the moment. The most previous song that I have written was more of like a rocky, upbeat song. So I've got that, but I think I've eliminated that. I don't really think that is me. We've tried ballads, and I don't really think that's right either. So at the moment, we are trying dance tracks.
I would say dance tracks.
Yeah.
Rita Ora style.
Yeah, that is more of the current thing at the moment, isn't it? Yeah.
But so, it doesn't stop me doing, slowing it down.
Oh, no. I'd still love to slow it down and sing some ballads, obviously. Just,
But I'll try not to go on the big, the big wrecking balls and, try and avoid those. And they're not good for publicity.
I won't be on a wrecking ball, no.
Now, if you could go on a dinner date with anyone for the evening, who would you pick?
Oh, God, you put me on the spot.
I know.
Can it just be anyone?
Could be anyone.
Doesn't even have to be, like, a proper date.
No, not a proper date. You're just going for a minute. It's only imagination. You're not even really going as well.
No, because I didn't want to say a girl.
You can say a girl.
Right, okay. Who would I pick? You know what? I'd probably pick Beyonce, because I'd want to ask her so many questions about how she does things and how she gets through things, because she is literally God, isn't she?
Yeah.
She does everything.
She can bring her husband along. I'd come along and all then.
She does everything and gets through everything, and no one knows how, and she still looks amazing. She's had a baby.
Yes, she has. She's got a new song out as well, hasn't she?
Yeah. Her new album. It's incredible.
What was it called? Is it XO, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm just going to see if I can find it. We'll put it on in a minute. Let's have a look. XO, there we go. XO, we'll play that in a sec. Posh it up there like that. Okay, well, listen, it's been a pleasure to have you in.
Thank you for having me.
I really enjoyed it. What's your plans for the rest of the day now? Because it's you're now in Essex. Are you going to hang around, or are you going straight back to sunny Surrey?
Well, I would love to hang around actually and have a little mooch around all the girls' shops and boutiques that they own from the Only Ways Essex. But unfortunately, it is my little sister's birthday.
Right, you've got to go back.
Yeah, so I probably will have to go back.
And how old is she?
She's 14 today.
Just say happy birthday to her online.
Yeah, right, okay. Happy birthday, Jasmine.
Now, because you're a singer, you really should sing a few bars, didn't you?
Okay. Will you join me?
Yeah, I'll join you.
Okay, all right. 3, 2, 1.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Jasmine. Happy birthday to you.
That went mild. It's a bit of Beyonce.